Shalom to all. Today's daf is Kalayim Daf Chaf, and we're starting about the third line with the words Vegather Yesh Ba'il HaKel, and in the Vilna Sursa Daf, it's right at the beginning of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Li'li Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Baser B'Yakov Moshe. Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now, we concluded previous Gemara talking about a fence, how one is allowed to plant anything they want on the top of a fence because it's considered its own entity, even though it's in between two fields planted with something else with other minim. And now the Gemara continues Vegather Yesh Ba'il HaKel Yesh Ba'il Hachmer. There's a Kula when we come to fence, and there's also a Chumra. Hey Chavida, how is this? So let's say we have pachas beis roiva mokrach besaych sadet vua. There's less than a beis roiva of empty land in the middle of a field of grain. Also, lizroibai, one's not allowed to plant a different min inside this mokrach, inside this totally empty area, because there isn't a roiva separation in between this new min that he's planting and the min which is planted in the rest of the field. However, akefa gader, if he surrounded this empty area with a fence, mutter. So it's permitted to plant in the middle, even though there isn't the necessary amount of separation in between what he's planting and the field around, because there's a fence. And the fence is the hefsek, is the mechitza. Now that's lakula. What about lachumra? Let's say we have base raiva of a bika, an empty area of a raiva within a bika. A bika is a big empty field. Motel is raiva by shnei minin. One's allowed to plant two different minin there, as long as there's a raiva in between them. However, kefa gader, usser. If he surrounded this area with a fence, it's usser. And the Gemara Tuda from now is going to ask why that would be. If there's a base raiva in between these two different minim, there shouldn't be any problem, even though they're being surrounded by a fence. Now the Gemara has the following question, and here's the proper girsa. Gadar zurua mahu shiyatzal hazraim. What about if we have a fence which has something planted on it? Will that save zraim? Meaning, as opposed to the fence that we've been talking about until now, where just the top of the fence had something planted on it, now it's not only the top, but it's also the sides of the fence have something growing out of it. So will that save zraim? Meaning, if we have two different fields coming up to this fence and they're planted with two different minim, is this fence that's fully planted, both on the top and on the sides, going to pose a climb issue or no? And the question over here, obviously, is because we have something growing out of the sides of the fence as well. Now, the next six words of Garud Zeru Amau Shiatzal Tzayarek are not part of the Girsa, so we're not going to read them. And now the Gemara continues on with an answer. Reb Shmuel says, B'shem Reb Zeira, Shomalam and Adah, let's learn from the following. We have a brass that says, V'saymech L'shar She'ilon She'yavshu, the ones allowed to plant two different minim, right on the opposite sides of roots of a tree that dried up. We have roots of a tree that are growing out of the ground, however those roots dried up, so one's allowed to plant two different minim on the opposite sides of these roots. Now, what do we learn from here? Loi amar ela yavshu. This is only if the roots were dried. Halach, usser. But if they were moist, it's usser. And why is that? Even though they're not considered like something planted, or even this tree is not considered like kelayim with the minim that are planted up against the roots, still, since the roots of this tree are moist, they're alive, it's not recognizable enough of a heker to say that it's considered a mechitza, a division, in between these two different minim. And it would be the same thing with a gather zerua that we asked. We have this fence that has stuff growing out of it on all sides, not just the top, but also all around it as well. That fence would not be enough of a mechitza, and there would be a kelayim issue with the minim that are planted in the fields leading up to the fence, because this fence itself has so much growing on it, it's not distinguishable enough. However, now the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yossi Shamalei Menada. Rabbi Yossi learns from the following. What does our Mishnah say? Soymich Labur, Ulanir, Ulagapa, Lederech, Ulageder Shu Gavaya Asar Tfachim. The Mishnah had mentioned all these things, the ones allowed to plant right up against, and they're considered a proper mechitza. Now, another thing the Mishnah talks about, which is not mentioned here, is a tree whose branches rest on the ground, and that's considered a hefsek in between two minim, and this is even though the tree itself is still growing. So says the Gemara, Hada Amr, this tells us, Shageder Zeru, that this fence that has stuff planted on it all around will save Zraim, just like the tree case of the Mishnah. So now this turns out to be a question on the brisa that we just quoted. But now the Gemara says, Afilu teimul gather shu gavaya asar tfachim, ain gather zrua matzal sezraim, that I gather that something planted on it, like we've been describing, will not save Zraim on the two sides of it. And why is that? Chafa mbez on top, shanyahi, because there's a difference. Here's the proper girsa, taman ilan. Over there in our Mishnah, we're talking about a tree, the hacha zerua. And over here, we're talking about a fence that has something planted on it. Ve'in gather zerua matzal sezraim. And a fence that has something planted on it will not save zraim. A tree is considered something very chashuv, and even though it's alive and it's growing, it's still considered a hefsek in between two different minim. However, a fence is not considered chashuv enough, and if it has something growing on it all around, that's not considered a hefsek. I think Mark continues with another question. Rav Yudan asked, grid u'meshech ma'u she'it starfu. Do grid, dry land, and meshech, which is moist land, combine for the requisite amount of land that we need? The Gemara asks, Hei Chavida, what are we referring to over here? So Yesha Makam Oirech Eser Amas Umechza, he has a row which is 10.5 Amas long, a Roich of Shisha, it's 6 Tfachim wide, and it's Argarid. It doesn't need to have dry land over here. This is referring to where a fellow wants to plant vegetables within a field of wheat. So he has to have a separation of at least 10.5 Amas long and 6 Tfachim wide in between the vegetables and the wheat. It doesn't have to have dry land over here, like we previously discussed, a patch of dry land. But let's say Asogard Mikan, half of the width of the six tfachim was dry land. Three of it was moist, three of it was dry. So this is the explanation of the question. The proper girsa is, Mahu lesmeich shtei ruchaisav? Is he allowed to plant on both sides? In other words, is it considered like he has the requisite six tfachim width? Since we have three of dry and three of moist, maybe it's not considered like he has six tfachim. And this question is not answered. I think more continues. Tani Rabbi Yonasan ben Yaisi Aymer, Rabbi Yonasan ben Yaisi tells us, Hayosham sela rucha asar v'rachav arba. Let's say he has a rock which is 10 amos long and 4 tfachim wide. And this is in the middle of his field. He's allowed to plant two different minim on the two opposite sides of this rock, meaning on the two opposite sides of the 10 amos. And that way there's 10 amos in between them. Now he's not allowed to plant on the two opposite sides of the fourth tfachim because that's not enough of a separation. However, if it's 10 by 10, he's allowed to plant different minim on all four sides of it because it's clear over here that there's no rebuvia, there's no mixture of minim. And we're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with a brand new halacha, halacha Zion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.